Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Are you looking for a way to proudly show your faith? Stand fast in faith. Share your love for God with our positive, faith-promoting graphic tees, blankets, and more. Perfect for church groups, camps, or anyone who wants to proudly show their faith. We're all about promoting God's love with kindness and positivity. Visit standfastinfaith.com today. Use code TODD for 10% off your online order. That's standfastinfaith.com.
At FurnitureMadeInUSA.com, we provide beautiful chairs, rockers, stools, and tables handcrafted by skilled American artisans in North Carolina since 1924. With every purchase, you're supporting American businesses, American workers, and their families. Don't just buy furniture. Invest in a piece of American history. Shop now at FurnitureMadeInUSA.com.
How can you safeguard against economic insecurity in these trying times? Heirloom seeds. You only have to plant once and then gather the seeds from the harvest for future planting. Arc Seed Kits provides the seeds plus instructions on how to grow and then save more seeds so you can just keep growing. To place an order, go to arcseedkits.com and use the discount code Todd to receive 10% off your order.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Feeling tired, achy, or restless? You might be magnesium deficient. It's the world's biggest deficiency, and it can cause pain, cramps, and sleep problems. The Heart of Tradition offers the purest full-spectrum topical magnesium on Earth. It is extracted from a clear stone in its raw, natural state. Just 10 sprays daily help you feel your best. For a limited time, save 10% on your order by using the code TODD. Visit theheartoftradition.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
The solar industry is full of pushy salespeople, but not at Firm Integrity Solar. We provide honest, zero-pressure advice so you can make the best decision for your home and family. And to make it even easier, we'll cover your first six solar payments, up to $1,000. Call 858-215-2116 or visit firmintegritysolar.com today. Firm Integrity Solar. Because going solar should feel good for your home, your wallet, and your future.
Gear up, level up. Tired of the same old gun shop experience? Red Team Armory is not just selling firearms. We're providing a VIP experience. Rifles, handguns, shotguns, top-tier optics, unbeatable ammo prices. We've got you covered. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we're dedicated to helping you find the perfect setup. Fast shipping and expert advice. Visit us online at todd.redteamarmory.com. Red Team Armory. Your mission, our gear.
Tired of weightlifting platforms that don't fit your existing squat rack? Executive Fit builds custom platforms to fit perfectly. No need to buy a whole new rig. They're the only ones with a no-peel logo guarantee. Upgrade your gym with custom rack headers and signage, too. Executive Fit. Outperform the standard. Visit ExecutiveFitLLC.com or use code TODD for a discount. That's ExecutiveFitLLC.com, code TODD.
At Mercantile Mountain, we're more than just a store. We are inspired by the great outdoors to embrace a healthy, happy, and whole life. Our quality products are hand-picked to promote a balanced lifestyle through nutrition, fitness, travel, and spiritual well-being. From outdoor gear, activewear, women's fashion and accessories, Bibles and devotionals, vitamins, pet supplies, jackets, shoes, and so much more. Our one-stop shop has it all. Mercantile Mountain connects freedom-loving Americans to high-quality USA-based suppliers. Proudly God-fearing with traditional values, our mission is to help people discover their God-given purpose and passion for life, and help consumers put purpose behind their purchases. Enjoy free shipping on all orders. And if you have any questions, our American-based help desk will be happy to help you. Visit our website at mercantilemountain.com and use code TODD to save 10% on your purchase. That's mercantilemountain.com to start your journey today.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
That is right, my friends. Welcome to today's program. It's my pleasure to be here. I want to talk today about what is happening in Washington, D.C. I want to talk about the National Guard being deployed and all this hubbub, the ruckus that's been raised here by Trump and by the media regarding what he's doing. Of course, the media is saying that this is proof that he's a dictator and a fascist and all this sort of stuff. I want to go through this kind of step by step, giving you some facts that the media just simply doesn't want you to know. And it actually echoes our conversation yesterday with Mark Levin, because which, if you missed that, I encourage you to take a listen to that. I enjoyed that conversation with Mark. He's got this book on power coming out, and it's very relevant to these sorts of things. We're talking about things that actually matter in how we respond to political issues in 2025. And, you know, we certainly have a nation that's founded on liberty, but there are powers that are granted to our government through the consent of the governed, through our consent. And the branches that have those powers certainly have the prerogative and the right to execute those powers as necessary. So, I want to talk about this today, my friends. That's where we are headed in today's program. If you want to chime in, if you want to give your thoughts and questions, you want to reach out, share some adoration and praise, of course. Kidding, not kidding, with the host here. You can do that, Todd at ToddHuffShow.com, or text 316. I think we're going to change our texting number. I've got some things that we're changing internally. But right now, it's 317-210-2830 if you want to text as well. Folks, maybe you've reached that stage where managing your money feels like juggling more than just numbers. There's tax planning. There's estate work. There's investment choices, and a whole lot more. That's when Family Office Services can really make a difference. And that's where Full Suite Wealth really shines, because they bring all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their Family Office Services give you access to a coordinated team with advanced option strategies, private equity, private credit, and legal expertise, all under one roof. It's about simplifying your financial life, planning for the future, and making sure your legacy stays strong for generations. Ready for that next level of support? If so, visit FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. Friends, this might be, you know, for those who have been successful, those of you in this audience who have had financial success, and you realize that you've gotten to the place where you need these sorts of services. This may be new to you. You might have built your wealth. This, if you've gotten to the point where it's becoming difficult to manage, the folks at Full Suite Wealth can help you with that. All right. So that being said, let's talk about what's happening in Washington, D.C. Now, Washington, D.C. is our nation's capital. Now, much to the chagrin or dismay, I suppose I should say, of those on the left, Washington, D.C. is not, nor should it be, a state. It is a, well, the District of Columbia. I'm amazed at the number of people who don't know that. By the way, the whole concept, Washington, D.C., not only should it not be a state, it should not, this puts me probably in a minority, but Washington, D.C. has no business with electoral votes. This is not the way that the founders set it up. The growth of Washington, D.C. goes to show how much the federal bureaucracy has grown to the point to where Washington, D.C. is, it's become a big city, but a big city, right? It's not a huge city. It's geographically, I should say, confined to a small area. And so this idea that Washington, D.C. is a state and should have senators, all that stuff should be soundly and firmly rejected. That's not the purpose. This is supposed to be the seat of our government, the seat of our government. And it would have been wiser to say that the people who live in D.C. proper could have been citizens of Maryland. That would make more sense to me than to carve all this out and say D.C. should be a state and all this sort of stuff. And I know they get electoral votes, but anyway, they shouldn't have senators and representatives. But the bottom line here is that D.C. is different. It's not a state. They carved this. They specifically did this. The founders did this to give our federal government a place to reside that wasn't in a particular state. Now, at the time, originally, both Virginia and Maryland gave land for the nation's capital. It was a swamp area. They had to drain it. It was basically unusable at the time, the land, and now it's become a very important piece of property around the country. A lot of wealth there, a lot of power there, and so forth. But Washington, D.C. is not a city. So that's important to understand here. So let's back up and see what happened. Trump's, the nation's capital is D.C. Trump has been, since day one this term, and he's on a tear here, and I'm good, by the way. He's on a tear in a lot of ways. He's trying to secure our border. He's been aggressive with tariffs. He's trying to fix the trade imbalance. He's trying to fix the economic problems that were created, both not just by the previous administration. Of course, they were made much worse by the previous administration. But just over the course of time, this nation has done some stupid things. The border's been wide open. Trump has secured it. Trump is wanting to get the people who aren't supposed to be here off the streets, the people who are dangerous, criminals, drug dealers. He's wanting to deal with all of this. This stuff, you can say a lot of things about this country, what's been right or wrong and everything else in between. But our cities are clearly violent. Now, I will say, according to statistics and crime data that we have, the crime rate is down. Violent crime is down, according to reports in Washington, D.C. The question is, do you believe that? It's a little bit more complicated than people may first believe. So I'm just going to give you the facts as reported, okay? I'm not saying, you know, when you're dealing with information, this has been something that as a conservative, I've had questions about for a long time, a long, long time. I mean, every time, even back to when Obama was president, anytime there were numbers about the GDP or numbers about the unemployment rate, those sorts of numbers, they would come out. We're just told to believe them. We don't really have any way of verifying this. There's, of course, economists and people who follow these things that, again, how do you know? How do you know at some point what the nation is experiencing overall? You have to trust somebody. You have to trust somebody. And that's part of my problem is that they've proven themselves to be untrustworthy, especially when they would make it a habit of reporting higher than, numbers that were better for them in every circumstance, and then they would go back and revise them later. It's not a mistake if you do it each and every time you have numbers to report, and that's kind of what was happening here in our nation. Well, in our nation, in previous presidencies, it goes back a long time. Unemployment numbers would be revised upward months after people cared about the May unemployment rate or whatever. They move on to the next month, and then they quietly would revise the numbers, revise GDP, all this stuff happening. So you've got to trust somebody. So I want to say all of this is coming, and I want you to understand how this is, how we get to these numbers to begin with, because it raises questions. It at least gives us, we should have pause as to how much we decide we want to trust in these numbers. Now, I know at some point, I'm not calling for us to, I'm just trying to be responsible to you and say, I don't know how we can confirm any of this. Now, there's other evidence we can look at, and I've got some stuff here for you to consider. But according to the numbers that are reported, violent crime in Washington, D.C. has declined by 26% compared to the previous year, marking a 30-year low. That's out there being reported. Homicides fell by 32% from 2023 to 2024. Other violent crimes, such as carjackings, robberies, assaults with a weapon, those are down as well. That's what's being reported. Now, Trump is saying, hey, we're going to deploy the National Guard in Washington, D.C. because this has become a place where crime is rampant, where violent crime is out there. You got people that live here. And see, this is the other factor. You've got how people feel about going out on the streets, and then you've got the actual data. People don't feel comfortable. In fact, you even hear liberal media members say they don't feel safe in Washington, D.C. Now, I don't know that that's, you know, someone's feelings don't necessarily mean much of anything, but it does tell us something if it's something that people feel on a broader scale. And so what's the perception and what's the reality? Well, the perception is it's not safe. The reality is that the numbers they're presenting are on the decline. So then the question becomes, because I've looked into this, how are the stats reported? So the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C. reports crime numbers to the FBI National Incident-Based Reporting System, NIBRS. I love how the government has abbreviations for everything. Participation in that program in NIBRS is voluntary for local departments. There's no federal law requiring a city to submit the data. When they do report it, it's based on police recorded incidents. That means that the crime has to be reported by a victim or a witness, that police have to categorize and record it correctly. And if categories are changed or reclassified or if they're underreported, that directly affects the statistics. That's the important thing to note. I'm not making an allegation. I'm just simply saying if people there say that they feel unsafe, if there are examples, we've got the Doge, the individual that was working with Doge, was just attacked recently in Washington, D.C. And so you see the headlines, you see how people feel, you see the data, and you think, is this right? Are we getting a full glimpse of this? Is it just we're paying more attention? What's going on? So, things to consider, that there is an incentive for local governments to show their community that they are improving upon things, especially if there's a lot of emphasis and attention paid to addressing this issue. They have a vested interest in saying, hey, we want to make sure that these numbers go down, and the way that they report these numbers and classify these events, these crimes, impacts what the crime rate is. There is the possibility that things are underreported. So, for example, let's say that certain incidents are categorized as lesser offenses. So, for example, there could be a simple assault that something is categorized as, but it really should have been a robbery. That would drop the violent crime numbers, even though it was still a crime that could have potentially, this is all theoretical, but I mean, these are the sorts of things that can happen. Now, something else that could happen is there is a delay in the reporting. There's selective reporting. So some incidents, they could be omitted from monthly or quarterly reports. They could be added quietly later. That's why I was talking with you about the way that GDP numbers are often reported. Unemployment numbers are often reported when a Democrat is in the White House. And it's even happened, they've adjusted some of Trump's numbers too. I shouldn't just pick on the Democrats, but sometimes there's just a miscalculation. There's other information that completes the picture. And sometimes you can actually manipulate the numbers. So those are all important things to know when you think about it. But the question is there any reason to believe that DC is falsifying its data? I don't know, other than just human nature. So I dug a little bit as to say, how would you even know, right? How would you know? What are some things that you could, what would falsifying this data look like? So I'm going to tell you what I found out here in just a moment. So before I do that, though, my friends, if you're looking to put your logo, if you have a business and you're looking to put your logo, if you have a sports league, if you've got just something you're doing t-shirts for, you want to have a logo on an item, Red, White, and Brand is here to help you. They can put your logo on almost anything, and that's virtually everything, from apparel to trade show materials to promotional products, premium items, all sorts of things, my friends. RedWhiteAndBrand.com, that's a division of this program here, the Todd Huff Show. Check it out, RedWhiteAndBrand.com. Promo code Todd's going to save you 10% on your first purchase, and if you place an order online, you're going to get free shipping as well. RedWhiteAndBrand.com, promo code Todd. All right, so what are some things that could happen that would indicate that the... Now, I'm just talking about this for a moment because Trump, by the way, has the authority to deploy the National Guard at his discretion, which we'll get to. But crime was the reason that this was sort of initiated, I guess. And so what I'm trying to do is simply to say, are the numbers wrong? It's Trump's prerogative to say, look, we have put up with way too high of crime rates for a long time. It doesn't have to be this way. We're going to regain control of our nation's cities, and I'm starting with the one that I have control over. That's completely legitimate in his prerogative, by the way, which we'll get to in a moment. But are there any other ways to know that they're not telling us the true numbers other than just relying upon them? Well, sometimes there can be sudden, unexplained drops in specific crime categories. Sometimes there could be abrupt changes in the way that things are classified. There could be whistleblowers, which I don't believe there's any whistleblowers. There could be public records, FOIA requests, body cam footage that can be audited, right? There can be audits that go out there and look at discrepancies in crime and so forth. But one of the most interesting things to do is to compare 911 calls, or you could look at things like emergency room admissions, insurance claims. And it appears that 911 calls are down in Washington, D.C. In fact, in, 2023, D.C.'s 911 call center handled 1.77 million calls. In 2024, they handled 1.68 million calls. That's a decrease of about 100,000 calls. Does that jibe with the numbers we're given? I don't know about that. But that is, of course, something to keep in mind. Now, all that being said, whether crime is legitimately on the increase, on the decrease, whatever, what's interesting about DC, and I started to talk about this at the beginning, I want to get back into this before we get to the end of the into the segment. But DC is unique. It's not a state, as we talked about off the top of the program. So it doesn't have a governor. Now, that means normally, of course, now we get into the issue of what happened in California, that sort of thing. But the governor typically gives permission for the president of the United States to send in the National Guard. However, in this instance, since D.C. is not a state, there is no governor, the president, typically through the Department of Defense, well, for this, he absolutely is through the Department of Defense, the commander-in-chief of the D.C. National Guard. And so there wouldn't need to be a governor's request or permission to deploy the National Guard. He, the president, in this case Trump, could activate the National Guard by simply having the Secretary of State do so. So it doesn't matter what the rules are, the law is for how the National Guard could be deployed in states, because D.C. is not a state. There is no governor. And Trump, the president, is technically in charge of this. So, if there is an involvement of the National Guard in states, there's additional things that have to be done. But in this particular case, Trump is under Title 32 U.S. Code for state-level missions, Title 10 for federal missions. He's completely under control. And the president, for law enforcement purposes in D.C., can order the National Guard up without anyone else's approval. There's no one else to approve them. And that's important to note, because you're going to run into, you may have already run into people, if they're going to complain about this, they say that this is an example of Trump being a fascist, a Nazi, a dictator. This is 100% the prerogative of the president of the United States. This is not open for debate or question. This is the way that it works. It's pretty straightforward. It's pretty cut and dry. Now, politically, they might not like it. They might not like the optics of it. And they can make the argument against it. That's totally fine. But if their argument is that Trump is acting outside the confines of the Constitution, his executive power, it's false. Now, this leads us back to the conversation that we had with Mark Levin yesterday about his book On Power, which is pretty timely for a lot of reasons, but in particular, specifically this reason. The president of the United States and the executive branch, the judiciary, and the legislative branch, they all have powers that have been delegated, assigned to them by the Constitution, through the consent of the governed, through the will of the people. We have given them consent to have certain powers. They have certain powers. Not all power is bad. See, the goal is to find the amount of power that you delegate to the branches of government and create a system, as our founders did, which gives certain powers to certain branches so that you're not concentrating all the power into one person or one branch or one small group of people. It's being checked and balanced by the other branches, but you still have to give power. You have to give a government enough ability to be able to fix the problems that the people have given that government responsibility to fix. And that's what Trump's doing here. You can disagree with it politically. You can argue against it. That's fine. But to say that this is an example of him being a dictatorial fascist is absolutely incorrect. I've got to take a break real quick, my friend. Sit tight. Back in just a minute.
The solar industry is full of pushy salespeople, but not at Firm Integrity Solar. We provide honest, zero-pressure advice so you can make the best decision for your home and family. And to make it even easier, we'll cover your first 6 solar payments, up to $1,000. Call 858-215-2116 or visit firmintegritysolar.com today. Firm Integrity Solar, because going solar should feel good for your home, your wallet, and your future.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Protect your family's future with McPhee Insurance, a trusted family-owned business offering reliable term and permanent life insurance options. We understand the importance of securing your loved one's financial well-being, and we're here to help you find the right coverage at the price you can afford. With personalized service and expert guidance, McPhee Insurance is dedicated to providing peace of mind for your family. Contact us at 317-912-1000. For your free consultation.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. At Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This holiday season, give the gift of flavor with Wild Oasis Bison. Treat your loved ones to the finest grass-fed, grass-finished bison cuts, showcasing the purity of the wild. Our ethical practices mean no hormones, antibiotics, or steroids, just good, clean meat. Visit WildOasisBison.com and use code Todd for an exclusive 15% off your first order. Our bison jerky is a perfect stocking stuffer for Christmas. Wild Oasis Bison, because exceptional meals start with exceptional meat.
Calling all coffee lovers. Start your day off right with Hunter Brothers Coffee, veteran-owned coffee roasters. We deliver only the finest beans, roasted to perfection. We're passionate about bringing you the freshest, most flavorful beans for a taste that can't be beat. Affordable luxury for your morning cup. Visit HunterBrothersCoffee.com today and use code Todd for $1 off every bag you order. That's HunterBrothersCoffee.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Do you value taking charge of your health? Struggling with stubborn mucus and respiratory issues? Oneness Products offers natural solutions made in the USA. Our mullein leaf extract is a potent, all-natural remedy that clears mucus, reduces inflammation, and eases breathing. Breathe easier and live life on your own terms. Visit Amazon and search Oneness Mullein Drops for Lungs. At checkout, double your order by sending this note to the seller, Todd, USA.
Calling all seafood lovers, are you tired of the same old fish? Kenai Fish delivers the freshest, wildest catches straight from the Alaskan waters. They offer salmon, halibut, rockfish, smoked seafood, and more. Discerning customers trust Kenai Fish for quality and selection. Visit their website, KenaiFish.com, and use code Todd at checkout for 15% off your order. That's KenaiFish.com.
At Mercantile Mountain, we're more than just a store. We are inspired by the great outdoors to embrace a healthy, happy, and whole life. Our quality products are hand-picked to promote a balanced lifestyle through nutrition, fitness, travel, and spiritual well-being. From outdoor gear, activewear, women's fashion and accessories, Bibles and devotionals, vitamins, pet supplies, jackets, shoes, and so much more. Our one-stop shop has it all. Mercantile Mountain connects freedom-loving Americans to high-quality USA-based suppliers. Proudly God-fearing with traditional values, our mission is to help people discover their God-given purpose and passion for life. and help consumers put purpose behind their purchases. Enjoy free shipping on all orders. And if you have any questions, our American-based help desk will be happy to help you. Visit our website at mercantilemountain.com and use code TODD to save 10% on your purchase. That's mercantilemountain.com to start your journey today.
Welcome back, my friends. Talking about the National Guard deployment by Trump in Washington, D.C. for law enforcement purposes. And as we've discussed, this is unequivocally, without question, something the president has the clear legal authority to do. He can call up the National Guard in Washington, D.C. at any time. So, there's only a couple of ways that this could even remotely come close to creating a legal problem. That's one, if these National Guard troops are used in a way that violates the Constitution. So, for example, if they stopped people from legally or lawfully protesting, which they've not done. That's not even what this is about. And then secondly, if federal troops, this would not be National Guard troops, are used for policing without proper statutory authorization. There's no way that this could cause a problem unless Trump is using the National Guard to clearly violate the constitutional rights of the citizens of D.C., which is not what's happening. Now, there's political controversy and all of that. You can argue this. You could be bothered by this. You can say that crime isn't high enough. You can say that crime rates have fallen. I think there's some question about that. But let's just say that they have fallen. Maybe accepting the crime rates at what they are currently, even at the lower rate, maybe that is not something we should be doing. Maybe the fact that these cities, not just DC, but cities around this country, have turned a blind eye in many cases. Some of these DAs, these Soros-funded DAs around the country, have ignored actually trying to make our cities safer for so long. Remember, it wasn't that long ago that the left was clamoring to defund the police. Now they're telling you Republicans. It's remarkable what they try to get away with. Now they want you to believe it. Republicans were the ones saying that. But anyway, they were saying these things not that long ago, within the past 4 years or so. And now, 5 years. Now we actually have reason to wonder if the crime rates that we have learned to accept as normal, are those even acceptable to begin with? Trump, again, has his prerogative. Nothing going on here that's illegal or unconstitutional. It's cut and dry, my friends. So, more to say about this here in just a moment. But friends, think about this. Your investments are like seeds that you plant. They grow, they multiply, but are they bearing the kind of fruit you want? In fact, our pastor is going through a sermon series talking about the fruit of the Spirit. For those of you who are believers, you know that passage. You know the identity of the fruit of the Spirit. And the question is, are your investments producing the type of fruit that you would want them to produce as an individual who's trying to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit? So that's why I love what the team at 48 Financial is doing. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that do not align with our faith and our values. So we're not funding things that go completely against what we believe in. They do all the heavy lifting for you. You don't have to worry about every particular mutual fund or stock or anything else. They help align your investments with your purpose and your goals. And the easiest and best part of this whole thing is that you can take an assessment right now to find out if your current investments actually reflect your values. All you have to do is go to 48financial.com/Todd. Again, 48financial.com/Todd. And you can take the assessment. I took it. It's quick and painless. 48 Financial, my friends, because your money should work for your values. All right, so been talking here today about what's happening with the National Guard in Washington, D.C. We've been talking about it being Trump's prerogative, basically. And so now, again, you have the lines that are drawn. You have the Republicans in this instance, Trump, other Republicans who are on the side of law and order. And then you've got the left who is saying a bunch of things like apparently this crime rate is acceptable. This is an unnecessary step in the direction of course, destroying our democracy and everything else that they typically say. Headline here, Newsmax.com, Democrat mayors claim that there's no need to, for the Fed to take over D.C. America's Democratic Mayors Association, note that that's Democrats, by the way, says President Trump is not justified in ordering federal management of the Washington, D.C. Police Department. The DMA released a statement claiming it's responsible for improving crime rates in the country. Let's be clear, crime is down in most major cities, the statement reads, including Washington, D.C., in spite of Donald Trump, not because of him. While there is still more work to be done, mayors need a federal partner who works with them, not against them. Led by Cleveland Democrat Mayor Justin Bibb, the mayors contend Trump is not helping the nation. If Trump actually cared about reducing crime, can't wait for this, he wouldn't have made unprecedented cuts to public safety programs that actually work. If Trump actually cared about our communities, he'd be working to protect them, not vilifying them. Now, what is that? That's a remark that's designed to say, build upon this narrative that says that Trump is vilifying certain cities because they have people who are undocumented here. I love how they change language. They try to deceive us. Mark Levin and I spoke about that a bit yesterday. But the way that language is used here to try to deceive and hide the truth and that sort of thing. They also went on to say this, the truth is Trump doesn't care. He only wants to create yet another political charade to serve his own interests and distract Americans from his failures. Yeah, well, that's not the way, fortunately, that much of this country sees this. People like me, people like the vast majority of you. We see this country as being in one heck of a mess prior to Trump's reassuming authority as the president of the United States. We saw the real mess when Biden was president and the borders were wide open. That was a massive problem. We saw the real problems when inflation was approaching 10%. Massive, massive problem. We saw the real problem when American weakness was on display for the world to see. And that reminds me, by the way, I saw a headline. I don't want to talk about this. I just want to reference it. You can go to the stack of stuff on our website. I mean, I'm going to say just a few words about it. It won't go into the next segment here. But you might have seen this. You talk about American weakness. Folks, it's just amazing to me what we, this nation, allowed the media to do to us, not to us, but to other Americans. They lied about and covered up the former President Biden's absolute just complete inadequacy to be president and commander in chief. Here's a headline, Fox News. Again, I can't get much into this. You can read this, but just let this sink in. Unearthed emails reveal White House nixed Biden visiting ship because of how many steps were involved. Then President Joe Biden visited a Philadelphia shipyard weeks after he fell on stage at the 2023 Air Force Academy graduation ceremony. And so, because we've seen emails that say that the U.S. Maritime Administration was engaged in a major project at Philadelphia's shipyard at the time Biden was planning to visit to tout offshore wind and clean energy jobs. And so, Amara, an official of that group, MARAD, emailed members of the Office of Secure Transportation with the Department of Transportation CC'd on July 17th, 2023. No visit to the NSMV vessel is planned after the White House realized how many steps were involved to get to the ship. They wouldn't take the president. And I completely get this. But we couldn't have the president, President Biden, go to the ship because they counted the steps and said, man, this guy can't walk that far. That is a disaster waiting to happen. So that there were lots of steps on grading. We can't be putting the president in that position. What if he falls? He falls on that stuff. That stuff's hard. That stuff leaves a mark. Can't be having the president do that. Here the rest of us, or many Americans, are counting how many steps, trying to get their 10,000 steps a day. And the former president, President Biden, his team were trying to figure out how to limit his steps. It's remarkable. The problem we had in this country is not today. It's what we had 4 years ago. It's what we've had, by and large, over the past half century or so. We have had real problems in this nation. Real attempts at the, well, executive branch trying to do things, the other folks, the court system, trying to do things outside the Constitution, in many cases doing that. But no one cared because no one made a fuss about it. Today, the exact opposite is happening. There's a fuss being made when the president is simply doing his constitutional, well, executing his constitutional authority. I got to take a break, though, my friends. Quick timeout. Back in just a minute.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Rustproof, American-made, battle-tested. Trusted since World War II, their unique chamois applicator keeps your firearms pristine. Veteran-owned, family-run. Visit rustproof.com. That's R-U-S-T-E-P-R-U-F-E. Protect your legacy with Rustproof.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Tired of overpriced glasses from big chains? Specs Eyewear Inc. offers stylish and high-quality frames, prescription and non-prescription lenses, all at a fraction of the cost. Plus, we donate 10% of every sale to animal welfare. Choose your favorite cause at checkout. Shop Specs, independent, affordable, and delivered to your door. Visit SpecsEyewearInc.com today. We will even answer your questions by phone. Visit SpecsEyewearInc.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Gear up, level up. Tired of the same old gun shop experience? Red Team Armory is not just selling firearms. We're providing a VIP experience. Rifles, handguns, shotguns, top-tier optics, unbeatable ammo prices. We've got you covered. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we're dedicated to helping you find the perfect setup. Fast shipping and expert advice. Visit us online at todd.redteamarmory.com. Red Team Armory. Your mission, our gear.
The solar industry is full of pushy salespeople, but not at Firm Integrity Solar. We provide honest, zero-pressure advice so you can make the best decision for your home and family. And to make it even easier, we'll cover your first six solar payments, up to $1,000. Call 858-215-2116 or visit firmintegritysolar.com today. Firm Integrity Solar. Because going solar should feel good for your home, your wallet, and your future.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment of today's program. Appreciate you listening. Thanks for tuning in. I want to remind you that if you're concerned about your heart's health, or if you're just aging like the rest of us are, very gracefully, I'm sure, like me. But if you're aging and you're just wanting to take care of yourself proactively, obviously a great place to start is diet, exercise, just taking care of yourself in that sense. But, you know, there are some things that are more important than others, and heart health is at the top of that list. And so that's one of the reasons that I started taking Solti, and you can do that as well. Solti is an all-natural product that has been clinically proven, scientifically proven, to lower cholesterol. It's good for your heart. It's very affordable. It is safe. All you have to do is take two Solti soft gels a day, just once a day. I take them midday, and that's it. That's all you have to do. It's been proven to have a very positive impact on cholesterol and your overall heart health. So you can go to Soltea.com, S-O-L-T-E-A. Hop on over there. Use promo code Todd if it's your first purchase, and you'll save 50% on your first order, plus get free shipping. Soltea.com, S-O-L-T-E-A. Promo code Todd saves you 50%. Okay, so, friends, I want to conclude today's program by talking a little bit about something that we alluded to a couple of times in this program. And that's this concept that Mark Levin wrote about in his book called Positive Power and Negative Power. And this is something that I wish, you know, people understand things in stages. I know that, you know, put yourself in my shoes for a minute. When we talk to an audience like we have today, and we're about to add, by the way, two more new stations, one in Las Vegas, one in Alabama. And, you know, there are people all over, not so much the political spectrum. Most of you are conservative or limited government types. You're not typically liberal, though some of you certainly are, and I welcome you to the program. We can be friends so much as it's up to me. But this idea that there is a wide variety of people listening. Some of you have been following this longer than I have. Some of you could probably do something like that. Of course, not to this level that what we do on this program, but you can certainly do, create, explain things, create content, have some of you might have blogs or other shows or whatever. You've been around this. You have learned a lot. You got a lot to share. And I would say share it. Find your platform and share it. Some of you have been around for a little while. You've gotten a good grasp on some things and still learning others. In one sense, none of us will ever know it all. That's not the point. It's the journey, right? But you know, and then I've got folks that maybe are brand new who I remembered. I go back to those days when I was brand new to this as a 20-whatever-year-old kid, or maybe a teenager to my early 20s, and I just, some things I didn't want to believe. I've shared on here before, I didn't want to believe that there were people that were using things like what Mark Levin now calls negative power. Power to take away the liberty of people. Power to basically benefit themselves, to give themselves more authority, more meaning, more money, more whatever, more prestige, more, well, assumed prestige. And that was hard for me to accept. I was raised in a small town where we loved this country. God, family, country. It was kind of how it was. And I grew up in the 80s, so it was kind of the pinnacle of that, I guess, time frame. or that mindset, I should say. And so it was hard for me to accept that, but there are people out there that are constantly seeking to undermine this great American experiment. They're constantly trying to threaten your liberty. And friends, it didn't start on January 6, 2021. That's not when that happened. In fact, what's interesting to me is that in an interesting way, in a strange way, all the negative press coverage given to Trump regarding how he is the threat to our democracy and so forth, I think has inadvertently awakened other people who say, wait a minute, there were other things happening before. Just like this gerrymandering stuff. Have you noticed it's only a problem when Trump does it? And Trump's not even doing it. He's the one that's calling on Texas to do it. I mean, there are egregious examples. I put Illinois at the top of the list. Egregious examples of true gerrymandering. No one said a thing as Republicans lost seats. I mean, they might have said something here or there, but it certainly did not make the headlines like this. It certainly wasn't talked about as though it was the destruction of our country. But because it politically gives an advantage to Republicans, and since Trump's the one involved, at least in part, in leading this effort, ultimately the one in charge of leading it, not the one in charge of executing the plan and so forth, it's suddenly a bad thing. So it's only a good thing when it's done in secret. See, these are things that I think the average person thinks, wait a minute, why is this the case? And so there is there is positive power. You know, we have to be willing, and I have to tell you, there's a part of me that's naturally reluctant because power can be used for so many bad things. But there is legitimate use of power out there. And I think that we have to be prepared to use it, not the negative power. That's atrocious. But use the positive power to do the things that need to be done. I got to go. SDG.
The solar industry is full of pushy salespeople, but not at Firm Integrity Solar. We provide honest, zero-pressure advice so you can make the best decision for your home and family. And to make it even easier, we'll cover your first 6 solar payments, up to $1,000. Call 858-215-2116 or visit firmintegritysolar.com today. Firm Integrity Solar, because going solar should feel good for your home, your wallet, and your future.
Hi, I'm Shannon Baumann-Tice, owner of payrollrestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Protect your family's future with McPhee Insurance, a trusted family-owned business offering reliable term and permanent life insurance options. We understand the importance of securing your loved one's financial well-being, and we're here to help you find the right coverage at the price you can afford. With personalized service and expert guidance, McPhee Insurance is dedicated to providing peace of mind for your family. Contact us at 317-912-1000 for your free consultation.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.